Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Indie movies are in this year, picking up prizes and possibly heading for the Oscars. They offer some of the best and most innovative films out there, sometimes flouting expected cinematic rules. And there's often a sense of realism that you can't find in the big budget movies. So this week I'm going to talk about three new indie movies opening today. There's a hitman staying at a motel, a security guard working at a strip mall, and an indie movie about indie movies. The Disaster Artist, directed by James Franco, based on the book The Disaster Artist by Greg Sestero. So Greg, played by Dave Franco, is a model and aspiring actor in San Francisco. He's taking classes looking for his big break. Problem is, he's a terrible actor, way too shy and withdrawn. Enter fellow student Tommy Wiseau, played by James Franco. He's a bodybuilder with a redone face, a mane of long black hair, and an unintelligible accent. He says he's from New Orleans. He's entirely without talent, but brimming with self-confidence. Greg sees him acting in class, shouting, and literally climbing the walls. The teachers are all cringing, but Greg is dumbfounded. This is what he wants to do. This is what he wants to be like. Soon, they become best friends and move to Tommy's L.A. pied-à-terre, finding agents and starting up the ladder towards movie stardom. At least that's the plan. When the studios don't come knocking at the door, they decide to take it in their own hands and make their own movie called The Room. Tommy's going to direct and produce it. He's bankrolling the whole thing, while the two of them share top billing. But will it be any good? The short answer is no. But that doesn't convey the awfulness of the film these two are making. It's spectacularly, stupendously, unbelievably bad, but in a very distinctively funny way. So the movie they made is now a major cult hit seen everywhere. Its humor is derived both from the bad acting and from Tommy Wiseau's total obliviousness to how bad an actor he is and how socially inept he is. The movie, The Disaster Artist, though, isn't a remake of The Room. It's a movie about the making of The Room. It recreates and incorporates the funniest, worst parts of the original, but also shows what was going on behind the scenes. Okay, this is a bro comedy. Literally, it's starring real-life bros, Dave and James Franco. And James Franco is just so great, so funny as Tommy. And though it's ostensibly an indie, it may have broken the record in the number of Hollywood cameos. Look for Hannibal Buress, Seth Rogen, Sharon Stone, J.J. Abrams, and dozens of more. It's a lot of fun. Sweet Virginia, directed by James M. Dagg. Sam, played by John Bernthal, is a former champion bull rider who used to earn his living in the rodeo circuit until he had an accident. Now he runs a motel called Sweet Virginia, nestled somewhere between two foggy mountains. Lila, played by Imogen Poots, is his assistant helping out at the office. All's well until the small town is shaken by an unexpected killing. Three men gunned down late at night at a poker game. Elwood, played by Christopher Abbott, a man with anger issues, is a guest at Sam's motel. Turns out he's the hitman, the one who killed the three guys, including Lila's husband. He also killed the husband of Bernadette, played by Rosemary DeWitt, who is having a secret affair with Sam. And who hired him? Lila. She hated her husband and wants his money. And she promises Elwood big bucks in exchange for the murder. The other men he killed are just collateral damage. But when Lila can't get hold of the money, things take a turn for the worse. Will the bad guys pay for their crimes, or will there be more violence to come? Okay, Sweet Virginia has all the makings of an excellent movie, great cast, good acting, wonderful locations, beautiful cinematography. So how come it sucks? This movie is all wrong. It reveals everything in the first few minutes and then spends a long time introducing a bunch of characters who are all killed off in the very beginning. So what like a waste of time. The rest of the movie just cranks along, revealing the dull, pointless, violent lives of the rest of the cast with no surprises. I get the feeling the only reason they released this movie is because Bernthal is the star of the Netflix series The Punisher, which was released just about the same time. What a waste. Wexford Plaza, written and directed by Joyce Wong. Betty, played by Reed Asselstein, is a cheery and voluptuous 19-year-old starting her new job. She's a security guard at a rundown strip mall in Scarborough called Wexford Plaza. She's forced to wear a too small uniform, black polyester pants with an ugly yellow polo shirt that says security on the back. Her high school friends have all moved on. She only sees them on Instagram. She works with Rich and Anton, played by Francis Melling and Mirko Miljevic, two immature asshats who smoke pot, leer at her breasts, and tell off-color jokes at her expense. Then she meets Danny, played by Daryl Gamotin, a bartender in the mall. He's a nice guy, older, successful, and self-confident, and he seems interested in her. He has her back when she drinks too much, and she returns the favor when he gets sloshed, along with some sexual benefits. She foresees a long-term relationship's coming until things go drastically wrong. He turns on a dime from being the good guy to a cold bastard. What's going on? Is he using her? Okay, Wexford Plaza is a realistic comedy drama that tells the same story that I just described twice. First from Betty's and then from Danny's point of view. Similar events occupy the same space and time but seem radically different. Words considered crucial by one of them, who they hear slurred out while drunk, are completely missing from the other one's memories. Reed Asselstein is great, subtly exposing Betty's burgeoning sexuality, but tempered by her self-doubt. This is a good coming-of-age drama-comedy set in the desolate strip malls of Toronto. Sweet Virginia, The Disaster Artist, and Wexford Plaza all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.